I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, May 17th. Quincy City Council will begin reviewing Mayor Thomas Koch's proposed fiscal year 2024 city budget that goes into effect on July 1st. Koch says the $405 million spending plan represents an almost 9% increase over the current year's budget and will cause property taxes to rise later this year. The City Council's Finance Committee will hear from each department head over the course of at least three meetings before taking a vote, possibly on June 20th. The Council may cut the budget or approve it as written, but cannot add to the budgets. New developments in Quincy would have to adhere to new energy use standards if the city decides to adopt a new specialized stretch code. Quincy already adopted a code in 2010 that emphasizes energy performance. As Councilor-at-Large Nina Liang explains, this new specialized stretch code would ensure that new residential and commercial construction is consistent with Massachusetts greenhouse gas limits. Councilors Noel DeBona, Ann Mahoney, James Devine, and Chuck Phelan are co-sponsoring the proposal with Liang. However, they all agree that more information is needed about the cost impacts of the specialized stretch code before it's adopted. The council placed that matter in committee for further review. 32 different nationalities were represented during the recent second annual Multicultural Festival in Quincy. The event on May 13th drew hundreds of people to Four River Field in Quincy Point to enjoy music, dancing, and food from a variety of cultures that make up the city. Organizers encourage participants to dress in their native clothing and discuss their backgrounds with people of other cultures. The festival started in the Quincy Public Schools last year as a way to recognize the students of many different backgrounds. Organizers decided to expand the festival to include the entire community this year and hope it will continue to grow in the years ahead. Almost 800 people participated in Interfaith Social Services' recent 49th annual Stop the Stigma 5K Road Race and Walk to raise money for their New Directions Mental Health Counseling Center. Participants raised a record over $120,000 to help provide free and low-cost mental health counseling to those who are uninsured or underinsured. Interfaith uses a sliding scale fee system in an effort to make counseling affordable for everyone. The first four counseling sessions are provided free of charge for every new client. This year's participants were encouraged to sign a poster sharing who they were running or walking for on that day. The Quincy Planning Board is reviewing a proposal for two new apartment buildings in Wollaston. Same developer is proposing a six-story, 53-unit building for 731 Hancock Street and a 27-unit, four-story building around the corner on Wentworth Road. Both buildings would have two-level parking garages under the buildings and new landscaping and drainage improvements. And the first building would also have a dog walking area. The Marion Group of Walpole would be the developers of both projects. Two cars were stolen from a West Quincy auto body shop overnight. Police say thieves stole a Lexus and an Audi from Paul's Auto Body on Center Street after smashing in the front door of the shop just before 2:30 a.m. and stealing the keys to the cars. Police were called to the scene by the alarm and are now checking video surveillance. Massachusetts has a confusing constellation of rules and ordinances regulating where single-use plastic bags are banned. But one major supermarket chain is planning to implement its own blanket policy, which could change things for customers in many cities and towns. Quincy-based Stop and Shop has announced it is eliminating all single-use plastic bags from its stores by July of this year and will begin to charge customers for all paper bags. A spokesperson for the chain said it will charge 10 cents per paper bag, and the fee will be taxable. The chain also offers reusable bags for sale with prices starting at 10 cents. Stop & Shop operates more than 400 supermarkets in New England, New York, and New Jersey. The chain is owned by Ahold Delhaize, a Dutch company, which also operates several other U.S. chains, including Food Lion, Giant, and Hannaford. The Healy Driscoll administration's Division of Banks has awarded nearly $3 million in grants to 23 organizations across the state to fund first-time home ownership education programs and foreclosure prevention counseling centers throughout Massachusetts. Quincy Community Action Programs will receive $25,000 to offer financial counseling to their clients. The funds were awarded through the Chapter 206 grant program, which assists homeowners who are experiencing financial hardship and prospective home buyers who are determining if home ownership is right for them. Massachusetts U.S. Attorney Rachel Rollins will resign following a months-long investigation by the Justice Department's Inspector General into her appearance at a political fundraiser and other potential ethics issues. Justice Department's watchdog has yet to release its report detailing the findings of its investigation, but an attorney for Rollins told the AP that she will be submitting her letter of resignation to President Joe Biden by the close of business this Friday. Three men were arraigned Monday for their alleged involvement in a South End shootout. According to Suffolk County DA Kevin Hayden, this incident occurred on May 6th and left 21 cartridge casings strewn on the ground and bullet holes in cars and a home. The three people facing charges include 25-year-old Brandon Chaikin of Quincy, 20-year-old Josiah Wood of Boston, and 18-year-old Stiles LaBoy of Chelsea. Boston police responded to an alert from their ShotSpotter gunshot detection system just before 9:30 p.m. at 1514 Washington Street. Once at the scene, police found several shell casings, two vehicles with ballistic damage on Mystic Street. One car had a flat tire and a hole in its rear passenger side. The other had a bullet hole in its front passenger door and another in a quarter panel. Officers also saw ballistic damage to the kitchen window of a nearby home. They canvassed the area and confirmed that no one was shot. Chaikin, Wood, and LaBoy have all been charged with carrying a gun without a license, possession of ammunition without a license, malicious destruction of property. A judge ordered them held without bail, pending a dangerousness hearing on May 18th. Massachusetts is on track to beat projections for tax revenue from sports betting, raking in more than $22 million in about 2 months. Bill Spiros, a senior betting analyst for bookies.com, says promos and offers have driven new and occasional gamblers to enter the ring and make a wager. Data from the Massachusetts Gaming Commission shows sports fans gambled nearly $580 million in total, online and in person, in April. Online gambling beat out in person by a mile. The state won nearly $12 million in tax revenue in April. The numbers were about the same for March, even with online gambling being legalized about midway through the month. With the Celtics and the Bruins in the playoffs in April, Massachusetts ranked fourth in the nation for sports betting, just beating out Nevada, but losing out to New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. A check of business news this morning, and stocks took a tumble yesterday. The Dow sank 336 points, the NASDAQ lost 22, and the S&P fell 26. Asian stocks were mixed. The dollar was higher, the euro was flat, oil at $70 a barrel. In sports, it's game one for the Celtics and Heat, Boston at 8:30 tonight in the Eastern Conference Finals. Red Sox beat Seattle 9-4 last night. Play again at Fenway at 7:10 tonight. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Mostly sunny today, with a high of 62 degrees. For tonight, clear and very chilly, some frost advisories. Lows tonight dropping off to the mid-30s. Mostly sunny tomorrow at a high of 64 degrees. Friday, sunny at a high of 70, and then some showers Saturday, high 68. For the boater, waves a couple of feet. That northwest wind will be busy today, gusting to 30 knots later. High tide at 10:25 a.m. Sunrise at 5:21, sets at 8 o'clock. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, May 17th.